Next case, please, which will be 11945.
Next case, 11945, Donovan Smith Mobile Home Park LLC is seeking variances from the separation requirement between units, section 115-172G7 and G14 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Grandview Street, approximately 770 feet northwest of Central Avenue. The 911 address is 16307 Grandview Street, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 335, map 8.14, parcel 43, lot 55406. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 1.4 foot variance, a 7.5 foot variance, a 0.4 foot variance, a 7.4 foot variance, a 6.4 foot variance, and a 1.5 foot variance. And I believe there's one additional that was 11.5.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think we corrected one from 0.4 to 4.4.
To what?
I think that was the one she's, it's 6.4. But yeah, it should be 4.4.
Right. It looks like 0.4 on the left there in the middle.
Right.
And it should be 4.4. And I think we addressed that.
Okay, I apologize. Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's all right. We got a lot of variances. I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Most of them wouldn't have been as great or necessary if the park hadn't allowed the person in A18 to build all that decking and shed.
Right.
Absolutely.
Okay, Mr. Rickards, you tabled this one.
Well, it's another situation.
Same thing,
and I think it's created by the applicant each time they put it on there. I don't know how the rest of them feel, but I just feel we're trying to jam these things in there.
All right, we'll find out. Mr. Mills, I'll jump back down there to you.
No, I expressed my feeling on the
first one.
Well, on first one and with in regard to this one, you know, again, right. if they had not allowed, you know, previous things to happen, you know, obviously, if you know, I don't know if it was vacant or what was going on, but had they planned ahead, they could have at least asked for less of a variance.
Right.
So.
Okay.
Don't see it necessary.
All right. Mr. Hudson?
I would agree. If a little more foresight had been planned in the situation, I think this could have been avoided. So I would agree with Mr. Mills.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
Yeah, I think he's created his problems himself. So I'm not in favor of it.
You're not here. Okay, gentlemen, hearing that, if no further discussion, and if the board is ready to vote, then I will entertain a motion on case number 11945.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we deny case number 11945 for the following reason. I believe the applicant has created his own hardship here. When he has placed that, he's looking for an adjustment there, which is created by the applicant. So with that, having said that, I make a motion that we deny case number 11945.
Okay, excuse me. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 11945. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11945 is denied.